Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's your talk. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Let me put it this way to you. Talking text lines, 884-9910. John, hang on the line. I got something that I want to share with everybody here real quick, but it is so important. People are getting frustrated. They're getting mad. They're getting confused. But they're also getting educated. And being educated, knowing and understanding what is going on is the most important thing that you can do for yourself. Stay positive, because remember, we are the silent majority. And it's hard for people to break that silence. But know they're there. And for every person that rallies on their own, for every person that stands with the American flag, that goes out and thinks that they are by themselves, you are not. But we live in a world, we live in a system of cancel culture, calling people out for their beliefs, people losing their jobs for their beliefs, not only religious, but political, social. And that silences people. But the actions that you make while silent, educating yourself, educating others, emailing, calling, texting politicians, whatever you can do is greatly appreciated. Because I want you to know that this has been going on for so much longer than you believe, even before your lifetime. With the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Gates. Everybody talks about Bill and Melinda Gates, but trust me, his father promoting and working on Planned Parenthood goes way farther than that. I want you to listen to something, and then I'm going to tell you when it was actually recorded.
At a 1991 closed-door meeting of fellow internationalists, billionaire and former CFR chairman David Rockefeller praised his media allies, but his confidence that his words would not leave the room was later broken.
We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government.
That these men aim to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. In short, they seek total and quiet control of the entire world.
At a 1991. Well, I guess I don't have to tell you the day, because it's 1991 that was out. Yet a lot of people still don't know about it. They think that the New World Order is a joke. They think it's not serious. I ask you to log on to 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, answer today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. But let me tell you, voting is a privilege and an honor and should not be taken lightly. And it has been turned into a criminal activity. Should voting privileges be revoked if someone violates voting laws? That's the poll question. Now, while you're there, go into the schedule, go into weekdays, and click on my page. I have put things there to help educate you. It will only take a few minutes of your time to listen to the videos that I have posted there on the UN agenda, the 2030 agenda. I've put there some suggested YouTube sites that you can check out. I've put there the organizations that are funded by George Soros and all kinds of other little tidbits like Goodreads, like all those companies out there that actually support and push getting rid of the Second Amendment. Yeah, that's a good one to check out. And of course, I love the one on face masks. The study published by the CDC that they don't work. I will always post more stories there, update them, but that's a place that you can just find some little things to start opening up about. If you have something, please send it to me. I will get to the quarantine letter that was just sent to me this morning. But if you miss any part of the show, you can also find it on the podcast. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. Check in with John, who's been patiently waiting for so long. You want to talk about masks, John?
Hi. Hi, Monica. Yeah, I do. But since you just played that little tape, I'd like to say that I agree the moneyed classes definitely rule the politicians in this country. I don't know about the New World Order, but in this country, the moneyed classes definitely control the politicians. But I think, just to get over this real quickly, I think you're misguided by focusing on George Soros and what he's doing. The people in this country that control the politicians are mainly the military-industrial complex. They've turned our country mm-hmm. into a war machine, and they control far more than George Soros would ever be able to do. And you can see that in how the politicians vote. And I don't agree with you often, but there are certain things that really bug the heck out of me. And, you know, people like, I guess it was Barbara Boxer, you know, she's quite liberal, and I'm liberal too, so I'll tell you that right off the get-go. But when she fought against closing military bases in her district, back in the Clinton administration, when he was trying to cut base closings, you know, it was supposed to be a unbiased, you know, nonpartisan look at bases and which ones needed to be closed to save money. One in her district was highlighted to be closed, and she fought against it. So here we've got a liberal Democrat who supposedly would have been all for that kind of thing. But of course, when it comes to your main district, you want the money to come in, and that's why the military-industrial complex has just got a hold on this country. They've got plants and manufacturing sites in just about every district, certainly every state in this country, and the Pentagon can't even get weapons programs that they don't want killed. So it's not the George Soroses of this country that are controlling things. It's the biggest military and corporate interest in this country. But to go
I think it's the Soros. Let me comment on this for just a second, though. I think it's the Soroses, and because he's just out there with the open societies organizations, he makes it visible. But it is the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, the families who are still pumping in the billions and trillions of dollars. But you're right, John, because on the left or the right, it's who controls that military, who controls literally this country and the world, because we have the best military. But besides the industrial complex there, it's what's outside of it. Because of the Freedom of Information Act, look at how many businesses now contract, the private businesses that contract with the government, because they don't have to supply information to the American people. We lost control of this a long time ago. So, see, liberals and conservatives can agree on some things.
Oh, I know we can agree on things, but I think it'll be the death of this country is the military, because it's. I mean, if you just look at Roman history, what you know, I won't even go into it, but you look mm-hmm. at what destroyed Rome. It was their far-flung legions and the support of those legions and the taxing that had to be done to continue that, and it just destroyed their society. But get back to the mask. I don't quite I do now kind of understand, because just before you played the tape about the Rothschilds, or the Rockefellers, excuse me, you said that go to the CDC site and it's proven that masks don't work. And so my question was to myself is, why are they so aggrieved at wearing masks? And I couldn't figure it out, because it's part of the social compact that we have in this society. Do people that don't want to wear masks, do they follow speed limits? Do they wear seatbelts? Do they wear helmets? Do they put clothes on in the morning so they won't offend other people? All the things that we do they drive at the speed limits? These are all infringing on their freedoms to be the individualistic person that they want to be. And yet here we have a mask that, why do people fight it? And I guess the reason is they don't believe it works. I'll go, you know, you talk to a doctor, surgeons wear masks for 8 to 10, 12, 14 hours at a time. You know, they don't pump oxygen under their mask. That idea about oxygen and carbon dioxide don't get through the mask is ridiculous. But if they didn't work, doctors, why would they bother wearing them? Is it just like a little facade that they're doing so they make you think that they're protecting, you know, you from them or them from you? Of course they work, and it's proven in even in other countries. So I just wonder,
John, those are such false statements. Doctors wear masks because they are dealing with sick people. Surgeons wear masks because they've got an open body in front of them. And not everybody obeys the speed limit. Not everybody obeys the clothing optional laws. Not everybody obeys the seatbelt laws. You know why? Because we are a free society. And just because laws are put into place doesn't mean that they are right.
Do you think it's right for people to protest their freedom and speed on the highways and endanger the safety of other people? Look, it's proven in other countries. The countries that have really got down and wore the masks and did the social distancing. Like I just I looked at some blogs of someone that I know of that lives in France, and they said for like 3 months, they couldn't go out. They only could go out shopping for groceries. They didn't go to restaurants. Everything was closed down, and they did wear masks. And now their numbers are much lower. And look what's happening in our country.
You quote France. Did you go and look at the stories from Sweden? That Sweden didn't shut down. They didn't do mandatory masks, and nothing is different for them. You're using statistics to go with what your opinion.
Your news is old. I just read an article not too long ago that said, yes, Sweden didn't impose the restrictions that other Scandinavian countries did. And initially they didn't have the problem, but then it spiked up and other countries that had it, are not. What's in our country? Do you think the numbers?
You know what? Your news is also inaccurate, because this is a man-made virus, John. It's not natural. That has come out from scientists as well.
I think you need to go look at the current thing. They look at the DNA.
John, this conversation is over, John, because you're spouting your information from where you're going, from your point of view. For every study that you give me for your point of view, there's one for the exact opposite. So my studies are going with my beliefs, the things that I hold dear, like the Constitution, and wearing masks, infringing on my rights, is unconstitutional. Are we going now differently from my body, my choice? If masks work so well, why are prisoners being released? Answer that. If masks work so well, why isn't everything okay if you just wear a mask? Yeah. It's all that information out there that people are banning from YouTube, from Twitter, that is accurate, that goes against their narrative to keep everybody shut down and to crush the world economy. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Sean Meehan. Sean, always with such great information, talking about some of the callers. Actually, we're going to go to Sean, Cowboy Barbie. I'm so sorry. I talking about the rallies right now is not as important as getting to some other issues. So, producer Dan, let's go to Sean Meehan. Sean, thank you for calling the show. Well, I was doing okay until John called in. That, you know, some of his, yeah, well, we'll just let that go. Okay, Sean, what's on your mind?
Let me hit a few things to help you out. I'm fixing to head into a meeting here, and I just want to say your last caller, the only thing it's worth saying there is he is at the core wrong, and everything else he says comes from the fact that he's a collectivist. He doesn't understand the very basics that we are born with inalienable rights given to us by God, and we have to be persuaded to give up those rights to the state or to the federal government in the respective constitutions. Masks, that hasn't been, and they're wrong, and he's a seminar caller, and I'm done with that. Where I wanted to go was the caller, as I was getting out of the shower a little bit ago, that called you up and blowtorched you for all the wrong reasons. I got to say, even when I've disagreed with you, I've understood that you let everybody have their say until they prove that they're just biased and ridiculous. And when he called you up and blowtorched you for allegedly not publicizing the rallies and things like that, he's not helping his cause. You are a voice. And then all I'll say to the thing is he made my argument why these protests, and I know you and I respectfully disagree on this. I'm going to say it, and I want to hear what your opinion is. But I think he made my argument that these protests are a time suck because he loudly said, where's the media, over and over again. And I would ask the people that protest, is this an ego-fulfilling way for you to vent? Because it is. What is your net result and goal? Well, it's to be heard, okay? What is your net result and goal? If the media isn't there with their cameras and their microphones, and they don't publicize that you're there, and the governor doesn't fear you enough to engage, and you only end up cussing out Republican legislators who are in a minority, I ask my friends again that we share beliefs, why do you protest instead of registering voters, turning out voters, taking back the legislature, and shutting down the governor that way? And oh, by the way, when you elect the people you want, why do you go home and pop open a beer, sit and yell at the TV when you could be pounding them with emails, pounding them with phone calls, meeting them in town, shaking their hands, educating them, and forcing them to do their job and listen to the will of the people reflected in our Constitution?
I got to cut you off. I got to take a break here, and I will answer your question right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada. Doesn't matter what your opinion is, what your side is, you've always got a voice here. Talk and text lines is 884-9910. Let's go to them really quickly and check in with Cowboy Barbie, wants to talk about the rallies. Hey, Cowboy. Cowboy, you still there? Okay, well, we got to drop Cowboy because I can hear him moving in the background, but I got to, if you're not there and ready, I got to move on. We've got AJ on the line. AJ wants to mention something on masks. Hey, AJ, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica, how are you?
Fabulous.
Hey, I got to tell you something. My girlfriend is an emergency room physician, and she brought me one of these really cool, I don't think it's a KN95 mask, but it's the one that they're using for all the beds that they're putting out there. And when she was trying to tell me and explain to me how to wear it, she said to me specifically, you need to wear this mask, but you need to wear a regular mask over this mask because it doesn't work unless you do that because it only comes in, it doesn't come out or whatever. And then I'm thinking to myself, why would I even wear this if I have to wear two masks? And she says, I gave it back to her and I handed it back to her. And she said to me, well, I don't wear it unless I'm doing surgeries or anything like that. So, hey, give it back to me. I'll take it back. You know what? It's our freedom of choice if we want to wear it or not. That's what, you know, our body, our choice. That's what I have to say to all you guys out there. I travel all around the United States, done it for the last 6 months. I'm fine. So good luck to all you people out there, but I'm not wearing a mask.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, AJ, how people have taken this, because it, again, is another form of divisiveness. It is dividing this country as the mask wearers against the non-mask wearers. I am not going to wear a mask that is no worse than the death rate of tuberculosis. Tuberculosis, 1.5 million people died in 2018-19. Tuberculosis is spread by our spit. It's spread by contact with people with tuberculosis. That was never declared a pandemic. That was never, declared a concern. And yet this flu-like virus that researchers have shown, it, if you've got a patent on a virus, it is created. You don't get a patent for natural diseases, natural viruses. So wearing a mask is only injuring yourself, because you are supposed to be, your body is a machine. You are supposed to be breathing out toxins. And I'm trying to find the email that was just sent to me by a listener yesterday. I've been getting so many on the different examples. Somebody actually caught a very serious disease from their mask. Masks are not being, you know, even for the people who are wearing them, they're not even wearing them properly. So it's just, it's divisiveness, AJ. And I'm so glad that in all of your travels, you haven't had to put up with any of this BS from a virus that is 99% survivable. It's just incredible.
And I tell you, I've come against the military and the health department in some airports that I've flown into, and it's 50-50. Half of them are wearing masks, half are not wearing masks. But I think there's so much misinformation out there that we're getting, not only from the media, but from the government. It's a free-for-all, but I'm not going to wear one.
It's your choice, AJ, and bless you for, in my opinion, making the right choice. You too, sweetheart. Have a awesome day. All right, we'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, 92.3 is FM Talk. There is
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM Talk, your source to get your voice heard. Today's poll question, and well, all the poll questions brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's question: should nonviolent inmates be released from prison due to the coronavirus? Well, you know, you should be able to just throw a mask on them. 94% said, hell no. 6% said yes. Today's poll question, very simple indeed. And that is, and it's kind of frustrating, actually. Should voting privileges be revoked if someone violates the voting laws? I love some of the answers. Jail time. That's a good one. Voter ID now. Yes, I agree with that. Or yes or no. There's also the other button you can put in your own comments. All right. You guys are blowing up the phone lines. And I literally mean blowing up the phone lines because, well, we're having some issues. But let's try this and go to Vance. Vance has been calling into the show for a little bit now, and I appreciate you coming back. Hey, Vance, thanks for calling in today.
You're welcome, Monica. My computer's down, so I'm having to listen to you on my brand new Kenway UV5R Pro ham set.
So, nice.
So, hey, testing out. Works real nice. Anyways, John, ditto from me. Ditto, all right? My beef right now is I'm taking a look at all this turmoil and stuff, and I want to ask some questions as to roughly how many people would Antifa and BLM be able to muster, if they called everybody in from nationwide to one spot, 30,000, 40,000 max? Well, let's go to Sturgis. They have threatened to upset the Sturgis bike rally. Well, let's see. The average attendance up at Sturgis is roughly 490,000 bikers. And, okay, 30 to 50,000 versus, yeah, especially. So you want to mess with the bikers? You want to mess with the bikers? Even a 10 to 1, you want to mess with the bikers?
Well, see, Vance, that's why they mess with law enforcement, because they know that law enforcement can't do anything against them because of the liberal run cities and states.
And, okay, now, here are Truckee Meadows. Let's bring it down here to Truckee Meadows. Total, roughly 500,000 people in Reno and Sparks, maybe, what, 250,000? 250,000? What would happen if just 5,000 or 6,000 people from the Truckee Meadows showed up at one of these BLM Antifa gatherings and stomped on them? It would be no contest.
I think we should just do what places like, you know, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and places like that have been doing, and just make a line in front of law enforcement. Bring some baseball bats.
An armed line.
Bring some baseball bats that when they start throwing stuff, you can just swing away and knock it out of the way. You know, it's going to come to...
I don't know if I'd be knocking the stuff out of the way.
Well, you know, Vance, it's going to come to that. And unfortunately, that's what the elite want. They want us pitted against each other. So thanks for calling the show today, Vance.
We're going to go after, if we get done with the immediate problem, we're going after them. I am anyways.
All right. Thanks for calling the show, Vance. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Peter, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Peter. Thanks for calling the show today.
Good morning. So on my way to the post office, your radio station was on, and as usual, it get me fired up, so I come back and call in. So ditto on the fraud thing. But I wanted to talk about the CDC and the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I want to preface this with that for 28 years, I worked with like 50 different scientists, engineers, physicists, PhDs in technology. Okay. And I had to run them. And let me tell you something. It took them forever to do anything. I mean, it was always an excuse why this can't be done like this and why we can't do it. And I used to have a phrase, we're not going to use the word can't in this company. Well, anyway, I was able to sell the company. But I know how these scientists think, all right, like Fauci and the rest of them. So let me go over to the CDC situation with these vaccines. You know, it only takes them about a day to design a vaccine. They download the code of the DNA, they stick it in the computer, and out comes the answer. So they had both of these, Moderna and the other one, back in March. Okay, when they started the phase one trial. Well, the CDC is insisting that they go through three trials. It takes a year, okay, when they already know after two trials that they have 100% efficacy in the vaccine. They still continue to want to go vaccinate 70,000 more people. Now, I think they should start vaccinating people now, all right, and because we got to end this thing. We can't wait. In fact, just for a point of view, I wonder, and this is my political question, I wonder, since the CDC is 85% Democrat, how much of the FDA is Democrat? So I'll throw that in, and I'll stop there.
Peter, thank you so much for your call, and I'm glad you threw that out there. My problem is the CDC gets so much funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The WHO is pretty much with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, especially since the U.S. pulled out of funding it. But here's the problem, Peter. I will not take one of these vaccines. I would never take one of these vaccines anymore, knowing what I know, the metals that they put into these vaccines, the, well, just everything else they put into these vaccines. It's not going to happen. My body is a machine to fight off viruses and bacteria on its own. That's why when we keep taking all this penicillin and all this other garbage, that it weakens our bodies to be able to fight for itself. I ain't going to do it. And if it comes down to forced vaccines, well, there's going to be an issue because I still ain't going to do it. Why are they pushing wearing masks when they should be pushing washing your hands? Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Wants to talk about the police. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Thanks for calling the show. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to respond to one of the callers earlier that you had, Glenn. He was pretty upset about the media not giving any coverage to the police parade that was going on yesterday. And I just wanted to call to let the listeners know that Channel 8 actually had a great bit on that parade. Noah Bond covered it, and he did a really good job and was very positive about it. So I know a lot of these local outlets don't cover a lot of things like that, but they did a great job on it yesterday with Channel 8.
Yeah, I did. I did mention that earlier because I got an email from a listener that they did cover it. I didn't see it, but that's the thing. You know, we got three major networks here that are working things, and they do different stories at different times. And if you don't see it, you might just have missed it. So we appreciate, you know, whatever coverage and whatever positivity comes out of these things. But you know what? You should do it for yourself, not for the media coverage.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
Ryan,
thanks
thank
for
you
taking
so much.
My call.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. I have to get to this one email here from Bruce. If a person is wearing a mask to protect me, should they also carry a gun for the same reason? Bruce, you are hysterical. That is so funny. Another text here. John should be spending his time learning how to kneel. Bah-ha-ha-ha-ha. Yeah, actually, he probably should. Who are you listening to? What are you listening to? Are you listening to the same rehashing of wearing masks, not wearing masks? Did you know that three different countries have actually had Mars missions within a week? Did you know that was going on? Did you know that pedophile rings have been broken up by the hundreds across not only this country, but the world? Had people nabbed right here in Reno. Did you know that thousands of drug handlers have been arrested in the last 30 days, including some of the top echelon of MS-13? And they are going to be tried, and they are going to go for the death penalty. Don't just get fixed on one thing. Know what's going on around this country and the world, because for as much as they want a one world government, well, they're pretty much pushing it us towards it right now. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk and text at 884-9910. Check in with Wayne. Hi, Wayne. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica, this is my first time calling, but I've been listening for a long time, even back when you were doing a duet on this on the radio station. I'm a retired military officer.
I hope it's been enjoyable, Wayne. Oh, thank you for your service.
You're most welcome. It was always a pleasure to serve, and I had some great times, even though they scared the hell out of me many times.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Monica, one of the things that's not coming up a lot, there's two things I'm going to point out, and then everybody else can talk about it. But first of all these statistics that they're giving us locally on our various TV and radio stations are showing this, that, and the other thing, the death rate and how many we've achieved, how many people have become infected. But one thing that they're not pointing out, although Channel 11 is in print on the graphs, is how many have recovered,
yep,
which is a big deal, a very big deal. It stops the, it shows that they're not going for the scare factor. This is truism, which is a very important thing for people. They need to know the light at the end of the tunnel is not mounted on the front of a train.
Yeah, Wayne, and how they're also manipulating their speak, because when you hear, you know, we have this many cases, that doesn't mean that those people are currently infected. It means at some point they have had the virus. And the numbers for the deaths have gone down so dramatically.
Yes.
But that's not a focus anymore. It's just the cases, because those numbers are bigger and it's a bigger fear factor. So thank you, Wayne, for calling and pointing that out, because that is important. That's the most important number, is how many people have recovered. How many people are doing great? Look at the recoveries. 99%. Recovery rate. This is not the world-ending deadly disease that a certain group of people want you to believe it is. But you have to make up your own mind. Please do your research. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you've been with me for this last 2 hours. 10 to noon every weekday. You can find our podcast if you missed anything at 991fmtalk.com. You can actually answer today's poll question that is there, courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. Should voting privileges be revoked if someone violates voting laws? Gentleman in Incline voted twice, but he's on probation. Voter ID now. That's what I would like to see. You can check out the podcast there, the poll question, and make sure you go onto my site, Monica J. Right there on the page, you will find all kinds of fun things to go through. Just a little bit of independent research for yourself. And that's what you need to do. Independent research. I'm going to wrap up the show with knowledge is power and personal choice. I received this email just 8 minutes ago from Marilyn Griffiths. I am an ER nurse, and you may not like wearing a mask, but believe me, if you are one of the unlucky ones, you won't like being intubated and on a ventilator either. And do you want to spread the virus to an elderly person with no immunity? Very selfish. No, Marilyn, I know to stay away from people when I'm sick. I stay home from work when I'm sick. I don't engage with others when I'm sick. What I find very selfish is people losing their livelihoods. People losing their businesses, their jobs, not being compensated, not having Dieter working. I find it very selfish that only the numbers of people who have died with COVID-19 misleading the American public and not publishing numbers separately. Man dies in a car accident. It's recorded and presented as a COVID-19 death. It is misleading the American public on how many people are actually dying from COVID and not just with COVID. I find it very selfish that people don't recognize and talk about all of the people who are dying from suicide because they've lost everything, people who are dying from overdoses because they can't take the stress and they're self-medicating. Marilyn, I find you very selfish for putting that information out there, that people shouldn't be breathing in their own toxins. You're a nurse. You should know better. I'm Monica Jay. I stand behind what I say. I love you. Have a great day. Keep yourself safe in any way you want.